Good evening to everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to officially welcome you all to the Moore Success Team Legal Shield conference call. What a phenomenal conference to be associated with Legal Shield. We've got an absolutely dynamic call lined up for you guys this evening. Fantastic things are going on within the organization. I know promotions are going like crazy. People are being promoted like crazy, and much. Last but not least, people's incomes are up like crazy. So I'm going to quit talking and get right into the call tonight and go straight out to Durant, Oklahoma, to a platinum executive director, millionaire club member, but most importantly, he's my dad, and that's Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
I am. Thanks, Jeremy. You know, I know August is always a big month for the Moore Success Team, especially production-wise, because we do so many open enrollments for all the schools right here in Oklahoma and, of course, all across the United States. But I do know for a fact that all three generations of Millionaire Club members in our family, myself, Mr. Ken Moore, and, of course, you, Jeremy, were all out doing enrollments today, and we all brought home apps. So it was very, very successful. We're real excited about it, getting ready for tomorrow. And it always feels good sharing the Legal Shield products, knowing that the service we provide really does make a difference in people's lives, and that's what making a living while making a difference is all about. I wanted to give everyone a heads up. Next week, the special guest speaker on our call will be Kroll with Identity Theft, so make sure and get the word out to you and your teams. But I know everyone is excited about the new 6060 21st Century Fast Start program that we talked about on last Monday night's call. And I want to encourage everyone to take advantage of this pilot program so we can really drive recruiting through the roof. All right, that's enough of that. I'm very, very excited about tonight's special guest speaker. And to properly announce him, I want to go straight to Ada, Oklahoma. He is an original Millionaire Club member. He's a Platinum 4 Executive Director, $500,000 ring earner, who continues to lead our team by example out there in the field working again today after 29 years, none other than Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, are you on?
I'm right here, Randy. You're right. It was a great day. I feel like that anyone that says they're leaders should at least get out in the field once in a while and just kind of get with the people and see what's going on. And you know, more I've been out there this month, Randy, the more I realize that people are more receptive than they've ever been in my 29 years for our product. They realize how valuable it is. They realize how much they need it, and it is very much receptive. I like to encourage anybody tonight that hasn't recruited their son, their daughter, their mother, their dad, their uncle, their aunt, that you get that. Do not deprive them of the privilege of having a family business. That's the reason I'm so proud of this company, not only the product, but that my family can be involved. And I'm really excited about it, this gentleman tonight, because he is a family man. He is a Christian man as well as a leader. He's a $250,000 ring earner. He's a platinum jacket earner. I could go on and on. Of course, he's vice president of sales. A friend to everyone in the field, Mr. Tony Petrell. Tony, welcome to the call, and thank you for your valuable time.
Thank you very much, Mr. Moore. It's always a pleasure being with you on this call. I can never get tired of being with the Moore Success Team, that's for sure. You've got a lot of great people, and I appreciate you having me on the call tonight. Tell me what's going on in Ada, and I'll tell you what's going on here, sir. You want me to spend a little time talking about recruiting and selling?
And that's exactly what, you know, Tony, the money's coming in good, but the only thing, when it's coming in good, you just want a little bit more of it. It's kind of like a piece of chocolate cake with ice cream. You can't get enough.
I tell you, it is, when you get the feeling of helping others, when you have someone come up to you and say thank you, and sometimes thank you with a tear in their eye for marketing this membership, and thank you for getting this membership to me, you realize how important it is. You realize just what it's all about, and it's a beautiful thing. As Mr. Stonesife, our founder, said, you know, we're making a living, we're making a difference. And when you sell yourself, the greatest sell you ever make is when you sell yourself, when you get it from your head to your heart, when you get it from your bank account to your emotions. And so I know that the people on this call, and especially the Moore family, and you got the leaders like Jimmy Parrish and Cheryl Ann DeGatta and John and so many other people, too. I mean, I shouldn't have even named a name, because now I got to go on down the whole list of everybody in your organization. I can't, because you have so many sharp people. and obviously great leaders and ring earners and Millionaire Club members. But, you know, they've made that transition. They've gone from the head to the heart. And so what I just want to share with you is a couple simple things. And I said it in an email that I sent out today, but I just, you know, I might have to copyright this, but I've been saying it for a while. You know, life is a people business. And you take a look at this earth, it's just covered with people, man. They're everywhere. And so it's our job to be nice. It just seems tougher to be nasty. It just seems tougher to be disgruntled or unhappy. But it's amazing what happens when you get out, you grab a cup of coffee, you get out, you go to a 7-Eleven or a grocery store, you get out, you get gas or, you know, whatever it is you're going out to do, you go to dinner, and it's just amazing how you can strike up a conversation with the people that are ringing up your groceries or sitting at the table next to you or waiting on you or, you know, just standing in line at the bank or wherever. It's just amazing. You can just say, hey, how are you doing? Good. You know, how long you been around here? That kind of thing. Boy, I don't think I can handle it if it's any hotter today. You know, just anything at all, just sincere. Or if you like someone's outfit, hey, I really like that tie. I really like that dress. I really like that shirt. If it's a sincere compliment. I think it's our job. You know, it's our responsibility, you know, to get out there and to let people know about Legal Shield. But it's also a lot easier in life if you're just nice to people and you say hi. It's amazing what happens when you do that. I think of Ken Moore, and I think about how, you know, he's just going to say hi to everyone in the room and make sure that he lights a room up when he walks in. My wife and I talk about that a lot. Here's a recruiting tip. If you're a man and it's a waitress or someone else somehow, you've seen someone and they've helped you out somehow and you want to give them a compliment and you want to prospect them for the business, you know, I just let them know right away, you know, my wife. I'll start the sentence with my wife. So it doesn't sound like I'm hitting on the lady. You know what I mean? It's, my wife and I always say there's people who dim a room, there's people who light a room up, and you light a room up. And that's great to see. I love positive people. So congratulations. You did a great job of waitering, you know, bringing us coffee or bringing me the food today. And I really appreciate that. And then next time they come back to the table, or, I mean, you know, just, you know, think about this. I mean, I was at my son's basketball game tonight. I mean, I've seen these people two or three times, the families. You know, I get to know the other boys' parents. And now that we're building relationships, now that we said hi, you know, I knew that I'd see them every week. You don't have to worry about hitting them over the head the first time, but I just want to build a relationship with them. So I think that's a big part about marketing the membership, building and recruiting is building relationships. They buy you first. Take a note on this. They buy you first. They buy the plan second. They buy you first. They buy the plan second. If you've ever been around someone who right away you just said, man, I don't care if they're what they're selling. I am not buying it. And there's other people who are so fun, so nice, so caring, you can just tell. You just say, man, I don't know what you're selling, but I'm buying, you know. You might not say that, and they might not be selling anything, but you just think, this is the type of person. I mean, this is a business. It's an attraction business. You don't have to be attractive. You have to be attracting. You don't have to be attractive. You have to be attracting. And there's a big difference between that. A smile is a smile, and it makes it attracting. You know, when you're genuinely saying hi and shaking hands and things like that. So whether it's a group enrollment, I'm telling you what, I shake hands with everyone walking in the room and I introduce them individually. I might have someone else on field training, but it's my job to build relationships. If I'm the one that's going to be doing the talking, I want to say hello. And I started remembering names. And this is an amazing thing. I go travel all over. I'll be in St. Louis tomorrow night. And St. Louis on Wednesday doing lunch. And I'll bet you someone will come up to me at some point and say, man, how do you remember names so well? And this is the honest truth right here. I used to tell myself and others, I'm bad with names. Man, I'm bad with names. I wish I was, that's one thing, I'm just bad with names. Holy cow, I stopped saying that. I just realized I am good with names. I'm going to start saying I'm good with names. And so I did that. I'm good with names. I'm good with names. Next thing you know, I started making extra effort to remember people's names. And it's not like I have any kind of, well, the letter A rhymes with this or stands at the fourth letter and the fourth number is Brett Favre's number. And you know, I don't do any tricks like that. I just genuinely look to catch people's names. And sometimes you ever meet someone, and then about 10 seconds later you think, dang, what's their name? I say it again. What's your name again? I'm not afraid to say that because I'm just like, I'm Tony. What's your name again? Give it to me again. It's one of those times you ever forget someone's name like 10 seconds later, and they laugh, and they start laughing. I say, well, I'm Tony. What's your name again? And I just say it. Now I heard it two times. Then I'll say it back to them. I just told myself I'm good with names. I'm telling you, that makes a big difference when you're around those friends, family, people from church, barbecues, you know, Super Bowl parties, everything. Just take time, say I'm good with names, and then just appreciate someone's name and say it back to them. So it's all about building relationships there. But let me go ahead and give you some a couple other tips in terms of marketing memberships before I turn it back to you, Mr. Moore. And I really believe that, you know, someone said to me, well, how can you handle it when people say no to you? Well, it's because I've inoculated myself with personal development and positive thinking and putting good ammunition and good fuel into my brain that's positive. So whenever someone says no, I'm already so strong, it's like I'm almost bullet point. No's are not a big deal to me. You know, I only get, you know, it's funny because I was sitting met with Alan Fernley. We were in the hallway. This was a year ago. And I said to Alan, I said, well, you know, we were talking about something. I said, well, you know, when I do a presentation in a room of people I don't even know at a company, a third of the room automatically signs up for the membership. I mean, automatically, no matter how bad I am, how good I am, a third of them, some will even start filling out the paperwork before I'm done. The other third, another third, will look at me and will look up and will start yawning and will fold the paper and will sit back and will close their eyes. They're not buying for anything. And I can't get them to sign up for this membership for nothing. But it's that middle third that turns us from a 30% enrollment to a 70% enrollment. It's that middle third that you need to build a relationship with, get their pens moving, get them to sign up. And Alan looked at me and he said, that's it. That's it. I said, what do you mean that's it? He said, we just conducted all the research, and it says that there's the orange section, which is, you know, the 15% who are almost guaranteed to sign up for the membership. There's another 20%. The first one's definitely will. The next one's probably will. And then the middle one says maybe. And then the last group says definitely not. And he goes, this is exactly what we just came up with. These exact statistics, about 30-35% are in the yes. I'm probably going to sign up. But there's another third that says, no, I'm not going to sign up. And I looked at him. I said, man, how much did you pay for all that survey? I could have told you that right here in the hallway. Because I just know that if you want to market a ton of memberships, you got to see a ton of people. And I challenge you to do that. I challenge you to set some appointments. I challenge you to invite more people out. Because the more people you invite out, the more people you have sit-downs with, the more people you have at a private business reception, you know, you either bring them to the message or you take the message to them. And the more people you do that with, the more people will sign up. It's just a simple numbers game. And you don't, for those of you who are new or those of you who have been around a while, don't take it personally. I came up, you know, I grabbed onto that acronym, NATO, net NATO, not attached to the outcome. I'm just not attached to the outcome. If someone says no, I think they mean not now. And I'm probably going to come back and check on them later. You know, I know them from church. I know them from the neighborhood. I'm just going to go ahead and check back in 6 months. I'll even ask them, is it all right if I check back in 6 months? Things have a way of changing. Who knows they don't get a speeding ticket? Who knows they don't get in a conversation very deep about someone about getting their will updated? Who knows? So I just look at it this way. We're walking by too many people right now who don't know what we've got in terms of the membership. And in terms of the business opportunity, you know, I hope that most of you heard the leadership show today and you've heard me say it on calls before. Now, I know plenty of people who made, you know, $100,000 a year. Maybe she made 80, he made 20, they both made 50,000, whatever. But that household made 100 grand. And in the course of 10 years, that's $1 million. But for those of us who have a residual six-figure income coming in, let's just call it 100,000 even, you need $2 million in the bank at 5% to give you that 100,000. Well, of all the people I know that made 100,000 a year for 10 years, of all the people I know that made $1 million in these 10 years, I don't know any of them that took another $2 million and put it in the bank. But gosh darn it, that's exactly what Legal Shield did with this residual income thing that just keeps pouring into these households of Legal Shield associates. It's amazing. It's like making $1 million and then putting $2 million in the bank. That's $3 million total. Who does that? Nobody. But thank God for Legal Shield and Mr. Stonecipher's vision way back when, and the fact that MidOcean is right alongside of us, paying that residual income and giving bonuses to people that deserve it, and it's just out there for us. I think this big 60-60 program, the 21st century selling, is huge for us right now. It's getting people like the More Success team, and the people who have been through trainings and people who have marketed memberships and people who know how to build relationships. It's giving us a refresher course, but there's plenty of other people out there, maybe you, maybe someone that you know, who's just a full-time engineer, construction worker, teacher, doctor, and they don't have a good bedside manner. They don't know about building relationships, maybe. And I'm telling you what, we're going to get them to build relationships in a normal way and let people watch these videos in a normal way and let them join this sales organization in a normal way. Once they see the video, once they hear a testimony of someone using the membership, once they hear a testimony about someone making some money, once they hear a testimony about a single mom, single dad, someone that really made a difference in their church or something, with some money that they made, you watch what happens. I mean, facts tell and stories sell. And that's the bottom line. I mean, I ask you right now, there was David and Goliath. Which one won the fight? Well, we know David did. What year was it? Okay, so you don't know the facts, but you know the stories. See, stories sell. Facts aren't always all that important, but the story sells. So, Mr. Moore, I'm going to turn it back to you, but I'm just going to challenge everyone on the call to do a couple things. Number one, be nice. Say hi. Meet some more people. Meet some more people. Number two, actually work the system of once you build a relationship with someone, let them check out your Hub website. Let them watch some videos. And then three, follow up with them and let them get the membership. Ask them to get the membership. If they say no, follow up with them later. And then finally, use your membership testimony, use your support team's business testimony, your business testimony. Let them go to LegalShield.com/performanceclub and watch that BMW video. I'm telling you what, these are part-time and full-time people getting BMWs now, trips to Maui, Cancun, Punta Cana. It's just amazing. Oh, Maui, it's just amazing what we're doing out here. So with that, Mr. Moore, I'm going to challenge everyone one more time. Just turn it up a little bit in terms of the number of people that you invite out, the number of people that you go meet, the number of people that you let know about Legal Shield, because the average associate knows more than they need to know, just not doing as much as they need to do. And as I listen to my pastor say things like, you know, people need to pray more, people need to give more, people need to do more, I kind of change that around and I write down, I need to pray more, I need to give more, I need to do more. So maybe you need to write that down. I know more than I know, need to know. I'm not doing as much as I need to do. I know more than I need to know. I'm not doing as much as I need to do. That's usually one of the biggest challenges when someone looks in the mirror and says, my business is not where I want it. That right there, do a little bit more. So, Mr. Moore, I appreciate you, a legend with Legal Shield, $500,000 ring earner. Kenneth Moore, appreciate you and your integrity that you bring to this business, sir. It has spilled over into your son, Randy, your grandson, Jeremy, and their wives, and your wife, of course. And I appreciate your leadership, sir. I'll turn it back to you.
Well, Tony, I'd like to hold on to you for about another 5 minutes if you have that. I know I have a person or two on the call I'd like to ask you. You know, about meeting people, I was with Frank Lindsay the other day, and I said, Frank, watch this, and a gentleman walked by, and we were in a cafeteria, and I said, sir, just hold up there. I hadn't seen you in a long time. How are you doing? How's the family? And when he walked away, he said, man, it's really nice to see you again. Frank said, you know him? I said, never met him in my life. But I shook hands with him, got acquainted with him. I just wanted to show Frank how easy it was to get acquainted with a stranger. Because my old grandfather had a saying, no strangers, son, just friends waiting for you to smile and shake their hand. You know, in our business, I think it's very important, because if I frown at you, you're going to frown at me. And if I smile at you, you're going to smile at me. I had a police officer this morning, and I like to have fun. Tony, at my age of life, I like to have fun. You can have fun. You can make money. You can help the people. You can put it out there. And there was a young law officer, and he started getting his car, and I said, hey, bub, hold up just a minute. I walked over, shook hands with him, told him who it was. I started to give him a presentation. I said, yeah. And all of a sudden, he said, oh, man, he said, I got a Legal Shield card in my pocket. And the guy that sold him that membership is on the call tonight. Billy Mac Jones had sold him that, and he was really pleased with the service, and he really liked it. But see, if I hadn't approached him, I'd always thought, why didn't I shake hands with a law officer? I love law officers. Been a law officer. Randy's been a law officer. But his brother was a chief of police, brother, deputy sheriff, because of Sheriff of County. We got a lot of law officers in the family, and, you know, they're good business. Teachers, everybody that walks, breathes, and they needs this membership. Tony, I've been doing it 29 years. I believe it's stronger today than I did 29 years ago. And you sure said some good things tonight. We really appreciate them. If you don't mind, I want to turn it back to Randy because he had a few things. But you tell that lovely wife of yours hello for me because I appreciate both of you from the very bottom of my heart. And you know what, folks, I'm telling you, I've been here 29 years, but you better watch me. You better be pretty young because I intend to stay a while. This is the best game in town. I don't care what you hear about lotions, potions, pills, and motions. This is the best game. Anybody ever tells you there's no such thing as residual income, just tell them to call Ken Moore, and he'll set them straight. Randy, it's up to you, son.
All right, Mr. Moore, great information. Mr. Trill, if you just got a minute, I've got a few executive directors on the line may have a question or a comment. Would that be okay?
I'd love it. That's great.
All right, let's go up to the state of Virginia and Mr. Jeff Hughes, a Millionaire Club member on our team. Mr. Hughes, are you on?
I am, sir.
All right. You got a question or comment for Mr. Trill?
Well, yeah, just thank you for your training tonight. I thought that was great. And the thing that stood out to me was the you know, the idea of how much you would have to save in order to generate, you know, a six-figure, you know, retirement income off of interest. And it's that was great. I wish everybody in the company could have that on the tip of their tongues to when they're talking to people about why this opportunity is unique, why it's better than other opportunities that are out there. And I see people, I see in our own marketplace here in Virginia, people who take a short-sighted vision, you know, on the money and make a dumb decision for short-term gain when they're walking away from long-term lifestyle money. And I love what Ken Moore always says, you know, those people say there's no residual, come talk to me. And I just have to tell people on the call, you know, I was with Legal Shield. I've been with them for 15 years. I was a regular associate for 3 years. Then I was made an RVP. They gave me a new number. They closed my original number. No new business was written on that. Then I began writing on the new number, which is the number I still have today. And that new number paid off, and I get a check. And that, keep in mind, I had a very small team, did not do much production in those first 3 years. But just the check from that book of business pays for the payment on our 41-acre farm in the mountains of Virginia. So I'll testify, even though I'm not making, you know, I don't have my big money residual yet. That money is still coming. But just on the first 3 years, I could tell you the memberships stay on the books and they pay for a long, long time. So I appreciate you sharing that, and I'm going to write that down, and I'm going to tell that story 1,000 times. I thought that was terrific.
Thanks, Jeff, and tell Cindy I said hi.
Will do. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Jeff. You know, Tony, I checked with Sheila Burris the other day just on my residual income. And mine's already at, if I had $3 million in the bank at that 5% coming in every year. So I could also say that it works, and I'm very excited about it. Also, Jeremy is totally as earned, too. And so we got three generations that we can tell you for a fact that residual income does pay. So I'm going to quickly go up to the state of Oklahoma and to another Millionaire Club member, Miss Linda Bowden. Linda, are you on?
Yes, I am. Thank you so much, Tony, for being on tonight. And I'm gonna probably ask you a question. Probably nobody's asked you yet before, but I think it might be kind of fun. You know, it's been said that life is really a string of magic moments, and in Legal Shield, as we learn and grow, we create magic moments. I know I've got a whole library of them that I go back to in my head and think of. It's kind of like an encounter or a moment that happens in our business that we'll always remember. And I was wondering if you could think of what one of your magic moments in this business.
Yeah, I can think of a couple of them. I got two real quick. The first one was I was at a team retreat. I was at a team retreat, okay, in the summertime. And we had a team get-together, right? And I went there, and we were doing this visualization exercise. John Drennan's a Millionaire Club member in Kentucky now, and he was saying, what are you going to be doing 12 years from now? How old will you be in 12 years? How much will you weigh? What books will you have read between now and then? What car will you be driving? Where do you live? And all this stuff. Where are your kids going to school? What's your health like? I mean, I was just making me, and I'm thinking, why did he pick 12 years and all this stuff? And after we got done with that whole visualization exercise, he said, all right, now write down your goals. And so I wrote it down. I know they need to be written specific and with a deadline. So I wrote down, I already had the $100,000 ring. I said, I'm going to get the $250,000 ring, and I'm going to get it in about 18 months. I can't get it in the next 12 months because to go from 100 to 250, that's more than 1.5 times. I mean, holy cow, you know. So I give myself a lot of time, and I think about it, and I wrote it down, right? So I get up, and they said, okay, we're going to take a break, so you've got to go to the bathroom, go to the bathroom. So I say, well, all right, I got to go pee. So I'm going to go walk out the door. So I'm walking out. As I'm walking out the door, this guy jumps in front of me. He's a manager on my team, and he goes, hey, Tony. And I said, "Hey, Bruce." And he says, "Hey, what's your goal?" And I thought, well, you little manager, you, where do you get off asking me? I'm a ringer. You're going to ask me what my goal is. Guess what? You ought to look in the mirror and see what your goal is. You know what your goal ought to be? Get the darn performance club. And I'm sitting here, I didn't say it, but that's what I was thinking. And I was just thinking, I can't believe this guy's going to corner me and say, what's my goal? But instead, I smiled and I said, well, hey, Bruce, you know, I want to get the $250,000 ring. And he shook his head no. And I looked at him and I thought to myself, is he shaking his head no? I'm going to smack him in his face. You don't say no to me. You don't think I can get a $250,000 ring? No, I didn't say that, but that's what I was thinking. All in a split second. Hey, Tony, how's it going? Good, Bruce. Hey, what's your goal? What? Okay, well, I want to get the $250,000 ring. He shakes his head. He shakes his head, and I swear, I almost hit him. I couldn't believe it. And then all of a sudden, he looked at me and he goes, no, Tony, you're $500,000. You're $500,000 ringer. You're a $500,000 ringer. There's no way you should settle for $250. And I'm looking at him. And I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, no one has ever said that to me before. No one has ever said that I could make $500,000. No one in my family ever thought I would make $100,000, let alone $250,000, let alone $500,000. My paradigm was shit because I was walking on a pee break. I'm telling you what, look, you tell you you shouldn't go to a Super Saturday, you shouldn't go to a team retreat, you shouldn't go to the Oklahoma City Convention, you shouldn't go to Believers and Achievers, you don't know what's going to happen when you get a sandwich outside. You just have no idea who's going to touch your life. And that was an aha moment. Linda, thanks for the email you sent me today. And God bless Johnny Tolbert and his family. And I'm telling you what, man, there's these aha moments. And maybe it was when someone passed away, when someone got sick, when someone, is not feeling well and the money keeps coming in, or when someone challenges you, or when someone says you're better than that, like this guy said to me. And I started jumping up and down and said, that's right, I'm a $500,000 guy. Now, look, I have not made $500,000 in 12 months. I made it in 24 months. And that totally changed our household. The last thing I'll say about that story is this. It did not take me 18 months. I got that $250,000 ring in 9 months because he shattered my paradigm. So thanks for that question, Linda. I hope that helped.
No, that's terrific. I love it.
Great information. Let's go on up to Stillwater, Mr. David Peterman, another executive director. Are you on, Mr. Peterman?
Yes, sir, Mr. Moore. And, Tony, thanks again. Great call tonight and good information. I think, and Mr. Morris told me, we need to get out of our backyard and do that. This understanding that life is that our business is a people business, and the building connections and building relationships, and doing that with the tools we have now with this 21st century marketing, it looks like, don't you think it's going to be a lot easier for us to build a national and international business in North America by being able to utilize making connections and who do you know and doing that. It looks like it's going to be just a faster way to build.
Absolutely, David. I appreciate you chiming in tonight. Tell Gene I said hi. I'm telling you, man, we've got a huge opportunity because you don't have to be in your backyard. And I remember when we started sending out long-distance packages and CDs and DVDs and all this different stuff. I'm telling you what, long-distance packages can happen multiple times a day in your sales organization by getting everyone to understand how important the Hub website is and the Our Videos tab is on the right. So I agree, David. I believe that you can simply – what if you did this? What if you asked people, who do you know in Canada? Who do you know in Ontario or British Columbia? Who do you know in St. Louis? Just pick a market. Who do you know that's a golfer? And they'll say, well, my friend, well, is he in this market or is he someone else? Who do you know that's in Texas? Who do you know that's in California? Who do you know that's in Michigan? Who do you know that's in Florida? And watch what happens when you start building outside of your backyard. And as I've said it many times, I've never had anyone knock on my door and look at me and say, hey, what's your name? Tony. Tony, are you selling anything? But it's amazing how a lot of people come to my door selling me something. And it's amazing how when I get out there and shake hands at Starbucks or whatever, suddenly I get a conversation going and people say, what do you do? That's just like saying, are you selling anything? And now, next thing you know, as I'm talking, I can say, you know, I'm really expanding my business. Where are you from? And they'll say, I'm from New Jersey. And I'll say, do you know anyone in New Jersey that wants to make some serious extra money? We just had $650 million invested into our company. I'm telling you, the money is ready to fly. We just are ready to hit our stride. If you know anyone that's sharp in New Jersey, next thing you know, they're saying, well, my cousin, yeah, my friend's still up there, my brother, my sister. My sister-in-law. And then by the time I'm getting done saying, okay, great, well, look at, send them to this website. Next thing you know, they're saying, well, what about me? Can I take a look too? And that's just the power of having a website you know, I never thought I'd be buying books and clothes and stuff online, but we do. And I know people can surf webs and take a look at our good website and can actually get to the point, like I said in the email today, where they'll say, I want more information, or I want to come out to an event, or I want to get that membership. So, David, great point. I love the 21st century. I love the website. But remember, the fortune's in the follow-up when you bring that high touch with the high tech.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right, Mick Speedman, thank you very much. Wow, what a fast 30 minutes, Mr. Petrell. It seemed like it just flew by tonight. You had some great information. I just want to tell you personally again how much I appreciate you and, of course, Tanya and all that you're doing. I know you're working extremely hard building this business and working for all of us out in the field. I want to personally thank you again for your friendship and for all that you're doing for not only our team but the entire company. So, Mr. Petrell, thank you for being on, and I'll turn it back over to Mr. Moore to close it out.
Well, of course, I want to say thank you again, Tony, for that. And, folks, call's been great tonight. Remember next Monday night. But remember this. We always say it. We're going to keep saying it. God's family legal shield. And on our new armbands, we put the American flag in front of the Moore Success Team, put the cross in front of the faith, family, and finance, because we believe God and country. Saying that, God bless you and good night.
Good night, everyone.